Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, with all the discussion and conversation, both, hey, individuals just talking, as well as at the national dialogue on healthcare, one of the things that we always need to be thinking about is medical billing. And I'm sure some of you have had challenges, to say the least, with medical billing problems, questions. I've seen bills that I've gotten myself that just, I look at them and go, what? That doesn't make sense, or that's not right, or I know I wasn't there at the hospital on that day. So I've invited somebody who has really dug into this and dug into it very well. Her name is Sharon Hollander, not Holland, but Hollander. And she's an author, she's an entrepreneur, she's president of STAT, Stat Medical Consulting, and her book, Medical Billing Horror Stories, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also her website, SharonHollander.com. Sharon, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And Sharon also hosts her own weekly radio program, and that's also, is there a link to that on your website as well?
There is. It's on www.talkzone.com.
Very cool. All right, so we'll keep it simple. SharonHollander.com will be a portal to all of these interesting things that Sharon is working on. So let's just dive right in here, Sharon. How can somebody avoid being the victim or find themselves with a problem with medical billing errors? I guess the question is, how do they happen? How do you avoid them? How do you find them? How do you do something about it? All that.
Well, just so you know, approximately 85% of all medical bills, especially from the hospital, contain an error of some sort. So it's really important for patients and or consumers of healthcare to have a good handle on what they're being treated for. So like you mentioned in the introduction, one of the main things you want to verify is that were you being seen on the same data service that you're being billed for? Because that's the first line of error.
Mm.
The other thing is you want to challenge and question any of the items on the bill.
How do you do that?
Well, what you would do is you would check it against the information that you receive from your insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to ask for an itemization of the bill that you can look at, see how much they're charging you.
For everybody's cotton heard of balls those, and aspirins and all
exactly.
of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody's heard of those horror stories where they'll get a bill for $1,000 for an aspirin. And unfortunately, it still happens.
And so your recourse is through the insurance company, through the hospital, through the... how do you go about saying, this isn't right, I'm not paying you, or you need to fix this?
Actually, both.
Okay.
Because what will happen is you'll get a copy of the bill from the hospital, and you'll get a copy from your insurance company on your explanation of benefits. And so typically an insurance company will just write a check, and especially now with all the changes to healthcare, people are having higher and higher deductibles.
Right.
So if you have a $2,000 out-of-pocket expense, it's really easy for the insurance company to adjudicate the claim and then just put $2,000 toward the patient's responsibility.
Yeah, so you're paying it. They're not going to fret over it until you get into their pocket.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then that $2,000 may be, in fact, you know, $500 or $600 in extemporaneous or erroneous charges that you wouldn't necessarily be financially responsible for.
That's not good. So if we have it, we don't agree. We write to or contact. I guess some of this is kind of basic. You go to the website. How do you procedurally?
I would contact the billing office of the hospital.
Okay, that's good.
That would be your first line and request additional backup information.
Okay.
I'm actually helping a provider right now who's in a similar situation. She's a physician and she can't get the hospital to provide adequate backup information.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because she billed the hospital, or what happened?
The hospital, she was the patient.
Oh, she was a patient.
She was the patient, and the hospital bills her, and she's questioning it. They don't like that.
Yeah, they don't like that. They just, you know, one of the things that's always amazed me. Okay, Sharon. So there's a little personal disclosure here. I had some neck surgery back in 2005, and I was going in for some sort of, I don't know, preoperative something or something.
Right.
And it's just, okay, we'll sign here, and we're going to do this, and you, it's so different than the rest of our world or our lives we lead. There's no quote of a fee.
Right.
We go in for all types of things, and nobody says, by the way, when you, because like if I sit down and I order a meal at a restaurant, there's no surprise at the end. I mean, I know what it's going to cost because the menu's got the prices. But with healthcare, I don't know. And I know you're obviously working to help people understand better medical billing. It's almost like there's this, it's taboo, or there's no, there's the consumer has so little information. I didn't know it was going to cost $600 for that x-ray.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting. In one of my quotes in my book, it's like going to, you know, the Laker game here in Los Angeles. And if they win, get an extra bill, you know, a week after the game to say, okay, well, we won, so now it's going to cost you extra.
Yeah. And it's, I, of course, lecture on this often about financial services because that's my business, doing financial planning work, where I think that a lot of times people are reluctant, although they're getting much better about asking what things cost when it comes to getting advice and the products and investments they choose. But with the medical profession, it's even still very much where the patient is, you know, sign here, we're going to do this, and there's no, by the way, if it worked like everything else, by the way, it's going to cost $400, and you're going to probably have this or that. It just doesn't seem to be that's very prevalent.
Well, you know, it's also interesting from the provider's perspective. I have doctors who contact me. They could see two patients with the exact same medical condition, and even with the same type of insurance,
yeah,
and be reimbursed a different amount based on the patient's plan and specifics.
Yeah, that makes it real easy to manage their doctor physician practice, I'm sure.
It's almost impossible.
Crazy stuff.
Even with the fees, I mean, there's different fees for different... They set the fees the same, but each person has different out-of-pocket expenses.
Mm.
And so two people who are receiving the same care are paying different amounts, and that's different than any other industry.
Yeah, that's true. That's very
almost
true.
Like a car, shopping for a car.
It is, and that's exactly right. Look at him. Yeah, he looks successful. Let's see if we can get him pay full sticker. Mm-mm-mm. Interesting stuff. Sharon Hollander is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. She has written the book Medical Billing Horror Stories, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and her website, SharonHollander.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back. Sharon Hollander is on the line. She is president of Stat Medical Consulting. She's written the book Medical Billing Horror Stories and has her own radio program, The Business of Medicine. You can find more information at her website, SharonHollander.com. So what are some of the, of course, you're an insider. You got some insight here that you can give us, Sharon. What are some of the behind-the-scenes secrets that people would be surprised to hear about the healthcare industry?
Well, you know, as we mentioned before about the difference in reimbursement,
billing,
there's all kinds of discrepancies. But what's interesting is that there's 130,000 regulations just from the federal government alone for private practice.
Wow.
So it's actually the third largest regulated industry compared with nuclear testing and aviation.
Wow. Well, they are trying to put an air traffic controller in Washington for all medical care.
Yeah, there you go. They probably need more than that.
Yeah.
What's interesting, you mentioned your neck. I also had neck surgery, and then 2 years after the fact, I got a bill.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, what is this from?
Right.
You know, I've had clients who've contacted me and they go, we just changed computer systems, we fired our biller, we're not sure what to do, we have these outstanding accounts, we're going to bill a patient. And I said, how can you bill a patient 2 or 3 years after the fact? Would you accept a bill that you got that's that delinquent?
Well, I know that, I know what the answer is. I know it's a bit of a hypothetical, but I know what the answer is. They figure some people will pay.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, they figure why not? So some people will call and be mad, or some people will ignore us, but some people might, you know, feel a sense of responsibility and may pay it.
Right, and so it's worth it. It's sort of like the spaghetti, spaghetti theory of throwing things out and see what sticks.
Exactly.
But what's changing now with all the Obamacare and the new insurance plan?
Yes.
Is that nobody really has a clear understanding of what kind of benefits they have. So I know you've heard a lot about it in the news.
Yeah. Oh, sure. And also there's a question. We had a guest on recently, Sharon, talking about one of the things with the website is, you know, they were supposed to have it originally accept payment for premium, and I guess that part is still not functioning. Or at least at the time we're taping this program is not functioning, and that's creating a whole other question of have you paid your premium? And people, you know, the provider thinks you've got health insurance when you don't even have your policy in place.
Right. But what's even worse is they've sold these policies without having a provider network in place.
Mm.
So patients have insurance, and then they try to go to receive care. And I know there was some media hype about an individual that was living in New York, and the closest hospital was 40 or 50 miles away.
Well, there's a lot that we could say there, and I'm not even gonna belabor and beat a whole herd of horses on that because it's crazy. Some of it I don't understand it, to be candid. But these, all of this is a challenge. And you know, I was thinking earlier, Sharon, when we were talking about the lack of clarity in pricing and what people really pay. Didn't it used to be once upon a time, you know, we would pay the doctor. I mean, you know, he comes to the village and we give him a chicken.
Right.
We've come a long way, but gosh, it makes me wonder, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't that be a lot easier if we just could, here you go. And I'm sure you're also seeing a lot of what we would call reaction or maybe depending on how you view it, either reactionary or proactiveness with physician practices and also how people want care. I'm seeing a trend with concierge medicine popping up.
Yeah, the problem with that is they have to be able to do it right so that they're not charging the insurance company and also billing the patient for the same services.
Right.
Which many do not do it correctly, and so therefore the patients end up overpaying for something. But what's interesting, getting back to the hospital for a second, one of the things, another error that is really common is it's very easy for patients to be confused about hospital bills because you get separate bills from the providers that rendered the care. So, for instance, let's say you go to the emergency room.
Right.
You get an emergency room bill from the hospital,
yep.
And then you get an emergency room bill from the physician
from the doctor group managing the ER. Right,
correct.
Okay.
And then if you have any x-ray, you'll get a bill from the hospital for the radiology department, and then you'll get a bill from the actual radiologist, pathologist, etc. So at the end of your hospital stay, it appears that you're getting duplicate billing.
Well, you might not be, but
clear.
Okay.
Right.
And then there's also, of course, the perennial challenge of when do you pay and waiting for them to make sure that you know that your insurance has actually paid the provider, because sometimes the provider will jump the gun and just send you a bill anyway for the full amount, or you know, where the insurance company hasn't paid yet, and then you end up, you know, paying early and you get a refund or you don't get a refund. It's just, it's messy.
It's very messy.
You know what my strategy is? Ignore them for a month or two.
Well, that's it, because we call them FYI statements.
Yes.
And they're pretty ridiculous because it's just an additional redundancy of paper. You know, I calculated once that for every patient that goes to see a doctor, it generates 7 pieces of paper.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's
imagine.
Not good. That's not good. That's actually scary. If you're just joining us, Sharon Hollander has been our guest, and she's doing a great job of helping us understand some of the problems in the medical billing area. She is president of Stat Medical Consulting. She's written the book, Medicare Billing Horror Stories, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. SharonHollander.com is the website. Quick break. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back with Sharon Hollander. She's helping us understand some of what goes on in the billing world, medical billing world. So let me ask you this. Here's my big softball question for you, Sharon. What are some of the more obnoxious or crazy or whatever term you want to put on it for some of the medical billing errors you've seen?
Well, you know, there's obviously all kinds of mistakes where numbers are transposed. And so we had a case study actually that I describe in my book where a patient contacted their physician and told them that they were denied a pre-employment physical. And the doctor was sort of perplexed by that because there was nothing in their medical record to indicate that there was anything going on. Anyway, to make a long story short, after months and months of, you know, scrutiny and trying to find out what happened, he found out that the lady that was doing his billing had transposed a digit on the diagnostic field on the claim form. And so she was submitting claims to Medicare with the diagnosis of leprosy.
Oh, my God.
And so he had about 35 or 40 patients who had leprosy.
Wow.
So obviously, you know, it doesn't make any sense, right? But what ended up happening is he had to try to correct it. And the impact on all those patients who had it in their master database, trying to get insurance, trying to get life insurance, trying to get employment, and it's all showing up in their record as having leprosy.
Mm-mm-mm.
In the meantime, he finally was able to correct it, but he ended up getting audited by Medicare three times, like in the subsequent.
I'm sure that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's scary. You know, it's there's a lot going on. There's a lot of changes in play here, Sharon. I guess one of the other obvious questions to ask is, you know, with the medical billing and some of the other things that you're tuned into, how do you think the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is going to play out, affecting physicians and patients? What do you think?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, I'm trying to be optimistic. I'm hoping that they're just working out the kinks right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all we can look at is what happened historically in this country. And we know that when Medicare first rolled out, long before my time, there were a lot of kinks in the system. And now it's one of our more solid payers with the federal government. So I'm hoping that eventually, you know, it's sort of like the acronym when you shake the tree, all the nuts will fall off, right? But I'm hoping that eventually they'll get their act together. But as it stands right now, it's a mess. Because, as I mentioned before, they have patients in a network without providers. They have providers who they haven't released the reimbursement rate, especially in California.
Wow.
So the doctors are all standing around wondering, should they join, should they not join? And we had a scenario just the other day where a patient was scheduled for a surgery. We called her insurance to verify benefits. And they were told that the patient has an EPO, exclusive provider, and could not be seen by that provider.
Mm.
And so we canceled the surgery. And then something else happened. The patient, you know, said, it's not true, or call back. When we called back, we got a different answer and said that her new insurance wasn't in effect until April 1st.
So
she could reschedule the surgery. So,
wow.
I mean, it's just causing a big collateral nightmare.
I hope that your optimism is well served and well placed, and becomes realism, and that this is what plays out. But it's awfully disconcerting, and creates a lot of stress, ironically, for healthcare. And I think people need to really take a hard look at it. The book Sharon wrote, "Medical Billing Horror Stories." I know you've got lots more in there that people can really see lots of situations and some good guidance on how to watch this and address it carefully, Sharon. We appreciate your contribution to do that. The book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. We're going to grab another quick break, and we'll be right back.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back with Sharon Hollander. She is president of Stat Medical Consulting. Medical Billing Horror Stories is the name of her book, and we're talking about some of the things going on with Medicare, Medicaid, all this medical stuff. Speaking of Medicare, any you see any fallout affecting Medicare? You talked before the break about being one of our stronger government programs. You see any fallout there from, I know there's been talk about their removing some of the funding of Medicare to help pay for Obamacare. What do you think is going to happen there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing, and, you know, everybody has an opinion, and
yeah,
like your guess is as good as mine, you know?
Really?
But the only thing is, what the federal government is that they set the guidelines, and then all the other insurance companies, whether it's the commercial insurance or state insurance, sort of follow suit. But, you know, it's like at some point, it's like when the calendar changed to Y2K,
right,
everybody
right.
was running around like
right.
a chicken with their head cut off.
Right.
I tell my providers, quit being Chicken Little. The sky is not falling, and your practice is still viable, and just relax. And, you know, sometimes that works, and that depends on their personality, right?
Yeah.
But there's no answers, unfortunately. It's just, I like to call my job is, you know, president of a medical billing service subject to change.
Well, there are people, Sharon, that, and I know you're dealing with them, that really think this is the end. Like, this is it. It's just going to cause Armageddon. It's the meltdown. It's government takeover. It's really not about trying to provide this. Really, it's an attempt for a single-payer system. I mean, there's some people out there that really, I mean, are freaked out.
But they're still getting good care, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you're still, I mean, we still have one of the best healthcare systems on the planet, right?
Right.
I mean, I still see every now and then foreign either heads of state or royal families or still come here for care, despite
right.
the fact that we're, you know, those darn Americans that,
yeah.
you know, whatever other problems that they might have with us.
Well, you know, before, one of the questions you asked me before one of the breaks was some of the secrets. One of the things that many people don't know is that most medical bills are negotiable.
That's a good point.
And so if you're having difficulty with specific bills, you know, I welcome anyone to reach out to me. If I can't be of assistance, I have some other people I know that are called patient advocates that
good.
Can step in and actually assist with billing issues and problems. You know,
I love that.
Patient
that's,
by patient basis.
Yeah, that's outstanding, Sharon. We'll make sure people go to your website, SharonHollander.com, for that. Now, here, going back to our car analogy, if I'm buying a car, I don't suffer real well with the whole game playing. I just say, look, I like that car. Give me the out-the-door price. And please don't go back and forth to your manager 27 times. Just do it once, and I'll tell you if I feel comfortable. Can we do the same thing with, you mentioned the patient advocacy and negotiating on price. Can we say to the medical providers, look, whatever it is we're going to have, you know, neck surgery or whatever it is, can we say, look, because I comparison shop before I had my surgery.
Right. Thanks.
And I evaluated the medical care.
Right.
But the part I didn't do is I didn't evaluate the cost of the care. I didn't say, well, how much will you charge? You know, is there a way for us to get an out-the-door price from the medical community for care setting?
I certainly behoove you to try.
Okay.
The thing is, you know, each provider obviously can set their own fee schedule.
Right.
And see, that's another frustrating thing, because it doesn't matter whether they bill $1,000 for something or $20,000, they're still going to get the same reimbursement by insurance companies. What ends up happening is the people that are quote-unquote uninsured are the ones that are footing the bill for a cash price. But we have it all the time with patients who may or may not have out-of-network benefits. Their specific physician, especially with surgery, their specific physician has recommended a surgeon who's has expertise in that medical surgery that's necessary. And so patients contact us all the time, and they say, well, how much is it going to cost me? Unfortunately, we can't even answer that question.
Yeah.
Because it depends on their insurance. And, you know, getting back to our car analogy, it's the same thing with having an insurance company. It's the same thing like a brand of car.
Right.
And then each person selects their options that they want. And it's kind of the same thing with benefits. So each individual will have a different benefit package within the same insurance carrier.
Well, I tell you what, Sharon, we're going to have to direct them to read your book because I'm out of time. Medical Billing Horror Stories, more good information from Sharon Hollander there, SharonHollander.com. Thank you very much, Sharon, for agreeing to be on the program and sharing all this good information with us.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a good one.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.